veto threat. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden says tax and spending plans put forth by House Republicans may not get the green light.
It's not Democrats who are the big spinners in Washington, President Biden told a group of civil rights leaders taking a jab at Republican critics.
These guys are the fiscally, you know, they're fiscally demented, I think. They don't quite get it.
The president renewed his economic and social justice agenda at a breakfast honoring Dr. Martin Luther King.
The path is clear. To go forward, we need to go together. So let's be guided by Dr. King's light.
President Biden pledged to veto Republican-backed measures like a national sales tax and restrictions on the sale of barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Vice President Kamala Harris took part in a service project today honoring Dr. King at George Washington University, telling students,
I believe that we measure strength not based on, you know, if you flex, what does that look like? But I think the greatest measure of the strength of any individual will be revealed based not on who you beat down, but based on who you lift up.
Harris helped a group of students put together academic kits for children in under-resourced communities. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says an effort to locate a missing 4-year-old girl that authorities believe was killed by a caretaker has become a search for her remains. Athena Brownfield has been missing since last week. Ivan Adams was arrested Thursday in Phoenix and is awaiting extradition to Oklahoma. He faces charges of first-degree murder and child neglect. Alicia Adams was arrested in Oklahoma and faces two counts of child neglect. The girl was determined to be missing after a postal carrier found her 5-year-old sister wandering alone outside their home January 10th. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The remains of a man missing since Hurricane Ian struck Florida have been positively identified.
The body of a man found on a sailboat sunk in the Matanzas Pass at Fort Myers Beach is now identified as James Denny Hurst. The man was reported missing in early October following Hurricane Ian ransacking much of the Fort Myers coastline last fall. Hurst had told his family before the storm hit he would stay on the boat and ride it out. Hurst was 72. The body of an 82-year-old woman was also found in Fort Myers. She was another person listed missing. Hurricane Ian killed 145 people in Florida. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The British government says it will block a new law that makes it easier for people in Scotland to legally change their gender. The Secretary of State for Scotland said he would prevent the bill from getting royal assent, the final formality that makes it law, because of concern it conflicts with equalities legislation, which guarantees women and girls access to single-sex spaces like changing rooms and shelters. It's that time of year when world leaders converge on a small town in Switzerland, but this year's World Economic Forum in Davos is missing some key world leaders.
52 heads of state or government will be there, 1,500 business leaders are on the guest list, and Queen Maxima of the Netherlands will lend the event some royal sparkle. But President Joe Biden is giving it a pass. President Xi of China and Putin of Russia are staying at home too. In fact, the only G7 leader in attendance will be Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany. But talks will be intense, with global recession the big worry. Hundreds of climate change activists will be on hand to remind delegates that money alone can't make the world go round. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey has been sworn in for a second full term today. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.